Welcome to the Liquid Church Podcast, a place where you can hear the timeless truth of God's Word in a way that's culturally relevant and cutting edge. We hope you'll discover how God's story relates to your own and that you will leave feeling encouraged. Thanks for joining us today and enjoy the message.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hey, can we give a big old welcome to all our locations and church online? What's up, guys? Hey, I'm Pastor Tim. Today's Vision Sunday, so we got to celebrate. Because last weekend, get this, we saw 158 men, women, and children get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we hear for everybody who took that step of faith? I'm so proud of you. That's a huge step going public with your faith in Jesus Christ. You know, I stood in the hot tub for three services, and I just wept like a baby. Just listening to story after story of lives changed, hearts healed, addictions broken, hope restored, brand new identities bestowed by our Abba Father. You know, there's a one young woman, I just remember, she was standing there and she's kind of trembling. She was in her 20s. And I said, what's going on? And she shared in her testimony how her dad had actually abandoned her family and then her father just had repeatedly rejected her over the years. Very painful, very vulnerable. And it was just amazing. I wish you could experience this. I just looked in her eyes and said, through faith in Christ, you have a new father who calls you beloved. Amen? He'll never leave you or forsake you. You are his forever. And she's like, that's why I'm in the tub. And she cried, and then I cried. And she said, you know, Jesus gave me strength to forgive my father. Guys, that's what it's all about. The good news of forgiveness and salvation, being adopted into God's forever family through faith in Jesus. What happens is God takes broken hearts. He makes them whole. He heals them with the Holy Spirit. So praise God, church. Your prayers for repentance and revival are being answered. Now, I need to let you know, last Sunday, God answered a very personal prayer of mine. It's actually a prayer that I prayed before the pandemic hit. I had prayed, Lord, would you let us someday be an Acts 2 kind of church? I was reading my Bible, and I came across this verse that described the early church. Right after Jesus was raised from the dead and he returned to heaven, you may remember the disciples spent 10 days huddled in the upper room. What did they do? They were praying for 10 days. Praying for the Holy Spirit, praying every day like many of you did this fall during Moving Mountains, on their knees. And the Holy Spirit poured out fresh wind, fresh fire in that upper room. And as those believers began sharing the good news about Jesus, here's what Acts 2:47 says. And the Lord added to their number, what's the church, word church? Number daily, those who were being saved. Can you imagine being part of a church where someone is saved every day? Like 365 days a year, the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved. I mean, think about that. There's 365 days in the year, so that would mean at least 365 people, one a day, would be saved in that kind of church. Well, I read this verse right before the pandemic, and I just God stirred in my heart. I just prayed a bold prayer. I was like, Lord, someday would you let Liquid become an Acts 2:47 church where someone gets saved every day of the year? Well, guys, I have exciting news on Vision Sunday. Last week, we became an Acts 2 church. Since January, to start this year, we have baptized 411 people in the name of Jesus Christ. Give God a praise. The Lord is literally adding to our number daily those being saved. I mean, heaven's more crowded. The Holy Spirit's on the move. I want to remind you guys, you're part of something that's going to matter in 100 years from now. I mean, what else can you say that about? This will matter in 100 years. The car you drove today to church ain't going to matter. The emails you sent this week ain't going to matter. But because of the way that you serve, the way that you give, the way that you love, the way that you lead, every day this year, a man, woman, boy, or girl received God's free gift of eternal life. So this will matter in 100 years, 1,000 years, for all eternity. Listen, today's Vision Sunday. And if you're new to our church, we do this once a year on Thanksgiving weekend. Really to give thanks to God and to you. I want to share as your pastor some of the hills that we're taking, progress we're making, but then I want to look forward, vision, to God's vision, where the Lord is leading Liquid Church in 2024, all right, next year. But before we look ahead to next year, I want to look back for just a moment and tell you a story. Over 100 years ago in New Jersey, there was a small group of Christ followers in Central Jersey who gave some thought to the legacy they wanted to leave. And they were part of this tiny church plant called the Island Chapel. I got a picture of it. This is a one-room stone chapel built in 1821. It was smack dab in the middle of Route 22 before there was a highway. And when the pavers came, they actually split the highway around the church. That's how it became known as the Island Chapel. And eventually, they moved the church off the road back to an empty field in central Jersey. They built a modern facility. And that tiny little church became a big part of the Sunday school movement in the 1960s and 70s, just influencing an entire generation of kids for Christ. Lots of young families, a bright future. And as some of you know, the Island Chapel was eventually renamed Mountainside Gospel Chapel, which eventually became our first Union County campus when those senior saints generously donated their building to Liquid in the year 2013. So don't miss this. Lean in. You and I are here because a previous generation gave careful thought to how they could grow fruit on the trees of future generations. In fact, the founders of Mountainside made a time capsule. You can see the dates on it, 1821 through 2021. They weren't just thinking 100 years from now. They were thinking 200 years out. How could they leave a legacy for their children's children? Well, I wanted to kick off Vision Sunday by inviting Dave Brooks, who serves as our executive pastor at Liquid. Colleen and I started Liquid back in 2007 BC with Dave and his wife Lois. Dave, glad you came out. Tell us real quick how the bold faith of those Mountainside seniors impacted your family 100 years later.
Thanks, Tim. Hi, everybody. Well, last month, we celebrated the 10-year anniversary of our merger with Mountainside Gospel Chapel, and we opened up the time capsule that was buried at Mountainside. You know, inside we found photos and worship programs and Bibles and artifacts from the congregants who worshiped there 100 years ago. This time capsule was a beautiful reminder to us of the spiritual legacy of Christ followers who went before us. A decade ago, that brave congregation made the decision to become a Liquid campus and to give up their facility to continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to future generations in Mountainside and Union County. We are so thankful for them. But about a year or so after that merger happened, I was taking a car ride with my 90-year-old mother, and she shared a story that I had never heard before. She said, "Your grandfather had his life changed at that church." I said, "What?" Well, my grandfather was a Norwegian immigrant who was a builder in Westfield 100 years ago. And apparently, in the late 1920s, he was invited to go listen to a Norwegian evangelist who was speaking at the chapel. So he literally walked up to Route 22, and he went into church, and he heard the gospel. He made the decision to follow Jesus as his Savior. My mom said he went there home that night singing. And because of that, his life was changed forever. And my mother then came to know Christ and the rest of my family. You know, I said, "Mom, all this time I've been working on the Mountainside merger and dealing with town attorneys and going to zoning meetings. You never thought to tell me about this?" You know, I was thinking of the present, a little bit about the future, but I didn't realize I had any personal connection with the past. But my spiritual legacy runs right through Mountainside Gospel Chapel because of its impact on my grandfather. My grandfather's faith in Christ was passed on to my mother, and my parents' faith gave me the opportunity to hear about and follow Jesus. And now today, almost 100 years later, Liquid's Mountainside campus is where my grandchildren get to learn about Jesus and his life-changing gospel. These are my three precious grandchildren, Addie, Calvin, and Everett, who attend Mountainside with my daughter Meg and her husband Joel. And that's five generations, right? Not just my grandpa's children, but his children's 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 children. The Apostle John said it so well. "There is no greater joy than to know your children, and could I add grandchildren, walk in truth." And I thank God my daughter Meg has chosen to walk in truth and bring our grandchildren, now the fifth generation, to learn about Jesus in Mountainside, the successor church where their great-great-grandfather was saved. Isn't God good? From generation to generation, he is faithful. You know, I share this story to encourage each of you on this Vision Sunday. This will matter in 100 years. What you and I are investing at Liquid today will have an impact on generations yet unborn as we serve and give generously to achieve our God-given vision of saturating our state with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Can we thank Pastor Dave? That's amazing, dude.
It is.
Thank you for sharing that story. What a legacy, man. Praise God. Isn't that amazing how the Holy Spirit works? Like, I just wonder if those senior saints had any inkling about the ripple effect their generosity would have one day. Not just on their children, but their, I think Dave said, children's 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 children. Five generations. Well, today I want to share with you the big vision for 2024 that God has put in our heart to impact your children's children, the generation that comes after us. You know, now that COVID is over, I just need to warn you, God's got us dreaming big dreams again here at Liquid. Just calling us to invest and double down in some things that'll matter 100 years from now. I'm going to invite our ushers forward to hand out a vision brochure to everybody at our campuses. If maybe you had it on your seat in your campus, you want to pull that out. This is our vision brochure that kind of outlines the mission that God's calling us to in 2024. So at all of our campuses, hospitality team's going to come quickly, make sure every single person gets a brochure. Just take one, pass it down your row. Church Online, we're going to put a link in the chat right now that you can click and you can view our vision online. You know, something that struck me last week was how many children and young adults we've been blessed to have in our church. I baptized Luke and Bella Vicari last Sunday. I remember when they were born and then they were this little. Now that they're growing up, they've made that decision to follow Jesus and get baptized themselves. You should know this. We are raising up leaders for Christ in the next generation. I really believe the next generation is the Jesus generation. Amen? I don't believe the doom and the gloom about Gen Z. I think we're raising up the next generation of world changers for Christ. But guys, I've got great news. A few weeks ago, we had over 1,000 kids and students worship Jesus at our campuses in person on Sunday. So yeah, give God a praise for that. You are part of a young and growing church. Lots of Gen Z, Gen Alpha, who we know are close to the heart of Jesus. I want you to listen to this verse from Matthew's gospel. Here's what Jesus said. He said, "Let the little children come to me and don't hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Notice he said, little children. In other words, Jesus has a heart for kids, especially the youngest, because they're the most spiritually, you know, moldable. And so we prayed, how could we impact the next generation? I'm pleased to let you know, in 2024, we are starting a school at Liquid Church. Specifically, if you open this up, a preschool called Pathways Learning Academy to serve infants, toddlers, and children ages 0 through 5, right here in our church, and our surrounding communities. It's going to be Monday through Friday. Yeah, I know some of you are like, what? We're open to school? Yeah. We plan to open our school at our broadcast campus next fall. And we are partnering with the Learning Care Group. That's a national leader in early childhood education. Our goal is to provide safe, high-quality childcare and education based on a STEAM curriculum, not STEM. Do you know what STEAM is? It's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. It's going to prepare our kids for kindergarten and beyond. But most importantly, as you see, we have a passion to introduce our littlest ones to a Bible-based Christian worldview in a faith-friendly environment. Our Liquid pastors, our ministry staff, we're going to have opportunities to actually lead daily Bible lessons, do memory verses, how great is that? Share devotionals, pray with our kids, and really spiritually strengthen both students and families. You know, right now, guys, I think you know this, in our culture, it's pretty hostile right now. Our culture is sending a lot of confusing messages to our kids. And so we just have this heart where we're like, we want to impress on our kids in the early years that they have a heavenly Father who loves them. They were made in God's image. Jesus died to save them, and God has a divine purpose for their life. Amen? So as you can see in the vision brochure, this is the centerpiece of our Christmas offering this year. And our investment to launch our preschool, it's going to cost about $500,000. That's a lot of money. But this is an investment we really feel God calling us to make for our children's children. Now, we hope to open our preschool next around August, September. So please be praying. Pray right now for town approvals. We actually already met with the mayor. We received provisional approval. And we did the market research and found that there are currently 10 preschools or daycares within a 10-mile radius of Parsippany. Each one is completely full with a waiting list. So we know there's a demand, there's a desire for New Jersey families to have faith-based education for their littlest ones. Also pray for the construction costs. As I said, this is going to cost us about $500,000 to retrofit our classrooms to safety code, construct a new playground outside. You can see a rendering of that here. We'll be able to use the playground on Sunday, so it's a win-win. In our Monday through Friday classrooms, they're going to have closed-circuit video, so parents can actually live stream and watch their kids right on their phone and stay connected through the day. But most of all, I want you to pray. Pray this Christmas for our children. We hope that Liquid families are going to take advantage of our pre-K, but we also hope a lot of families outside our church walls will too. Our goal is evangelism at the earliest age, which leads, as you'll see, to our second investment in 2024, Camp Rock 2.0. Hey, who remembers a decade ago? Liquid pioneered an innovative summer camp for kids that was focused on the arts, music, dance, storytelling video. We called it Camp Rock. Anybody remember it? Who served at it? You still have PTSD? Okay. Take a look here. This is actually a picture of my daughter Chase right behind me. She was just a little girl at the time. She says that was my by far favorite church experience. Well, this coming summer, we're imagining Camp Rock. We're calling it 2.0. Because our dream is to provide this world-class creative arts camp for kids, and it's ages 6 through 14. And just like our church, we want it Christ-centered and Bible-based, and we're going to leverage the arts. So we're talking about music, theater, voice, dance, graphic design to reach the hearts and minds of the next generation. Now, let me give you a little warning, okay? This ain't your grandma's VBS, okay? We're going to have YouTube creator studios, classes in hip-hop dance. I think Pastor Dave's going to teach that. AI music generation, videography, and a lot more. Again, our purpose is evangelistic. Approximately half of our kids will probably come from Liquid campuses, but hear our heart. We want the rest of our campers to come from non-Christian families outside our church walls. And so we're going to offer scholarships to special needs families, as well as discounts for kids who bring a non-Christian friend to camp. Now, we didn't put in here because we were like, when is it? When do we sign up? Camp Rock is going to take place July 15th through 19th, okay? Registration is going to open in January, so maybe mark your calendars. We'd love to have you volunteer or get involved if you're able to serve that week. You can see, guys, our vision for our children is comprehensive. We're investing in the little ones, in the bigger ones, and then also in our teens and our young adults. In 2024, we're going to fund and pilot a brand new discipleship program called Marketplace Mentoring for ages 15 through 21. It's really interesting. As we have spent a lot of time talking with Gen Z, we have found they're very hungry. You know what they're most hungry for? Not Doritos. Mentors. Our young adults are hungry for intergenerational relationships, meaning people who are a couple decades older with older mentors who can offer guidance for life. And I have to apologize because I think for a lot of years, the church, capital C Church, we've done a decent job training students who want to be in ministry one day. But sadly, we have not trained Christian leaders for the marketplace. And the reality is 95% of our kids will enter the marketplace. They'll be a teacher or a business leader or who knows. But we want to teach them how to successfully integrate their Christian faith in their career or their calling. So Marketplace Mentoring is going to be a 2-semester program of leadership development in which we take high school and college students who are ambitious and pair them with spiritually mature marketplace leaders in our local church. They're going to explore God's perspective on work as actually a form of worship, how they integrate Christian ethics in a very non-Christian workplace, or gain clarity on their calling. And listen, that's where you come in. Listen in my heart. If you're a business leader, as your pastor, one of my passions is to connect your Monday through Friday marketplace success to ministry significance. We want you to bring the whole you to Liquid Church, not just the Sunday you, but the Monday through Friday you, because that's where the gold is. That's where the wisdom, the experience, the life skills that you can pass on to the next generation of leaders for Christ. I guess what I'm saying is that this is a chance to be a spiritual father or mother to the next generation. You know, I was really struck by something the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth. He said this. He said, even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many what? Many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. So many Gen Z come from broken homes, and they are looking for spiritual fathers and mothers who can model relationships, model time management, model skills that invest in their growth. And so we'd love to have you involved next year. I want you to pray about investing in these areas, both money and time and your experience. But as you can see, next generation, it is the first half of our Christmas offering, from cradle to college. Make some noise if you're excited to reach the next generation for Christ. Amen? I'm pumped about this. I'd be like, I'm all on board with this, even if there wasn't more, but there is more. If you flip to the last panel, you'll see the second half of our vision is global outreach. Yes, we invest locally in the church, but we have a global vision. You know, last month, Pastor Todd and a team from Liquid, they hopped on a plane, and they flew 22 hours to the beautiful country of Zambia, where we are breaking ground on a brand new WASH program that stands for Water Access, Sanitation, and Hygiene. And I got big news today. In 2024, we're breaking ground in the beautiful nation of Zambia because the need is acute right now in Africa. The water crisis in Zambia disproportionately affects women and children, who are responsible for spending hours every day to fetch water from contaminated sources. Holes in the ground, muddy streams that lead to cholera, dysentery, and typhoid. I know this is crazy, but it's true. Every day, 2,300 kids will die from drinking dirty water. Think about that. 2,300 kids, that's more than all forms of global warfare, terrorism, and violence combined. But this is where you come in. You remember last December? Last December at this time, there was one family in our church who saw that need, and they said, we don't want to just fund a well. We want to donate a drill rig. And they bought a $100,000 drill rig for our partners in Zambia. That's why we're opening up a new country. And while our team was there last month, they hit liquid gold. Check this out.
Liquid Church, Pastor Todd here, and we are in the Kimbe district of Zambia, and this is so exciting. We literally just hit fresh, clean water for the first time in this community's history, and we just saw the water shoot up. Everybody celebrate. They are so happy. This means no more dirty water, no more diseases, no more walking miles and miles just to fetch for water, but this is an incredible moment. They have been praying and believing for this for a long time. So thank you, Liquid Church, for your generosity, praying with us, partnering with us to bring water and the word to everyone who needs it.
Can we hear it for our team in Zambia? Give God some praise. It's happening, folks, other side of the world. I got an exciting update to share. Since we started drilling wells as a church, Liquid families have now, this is mind-boggling to me, have generously donated over $4 million to bring clean water to over 160,000 thirsty people in 10 nations. That is truly unbelievable. Guys, you are sitting alongside some of the most generous people on the planet. This fall, we actually had a team return from Rwanda, Pastor Chris and Judy, where we completed our second wash program for another $500,000. So we're going to continue working in Rwanda, but now we're going to be able to expand south to Zambia, where we're going to bring clean water. And this is so important. We say water and the word. We're going to bring water and the word to children with special needs. Last month, our team visited the Twatasha School, where students with special needs received the gift of clean water and the gospel of Jesus. I want you to open your heart. Can everyone just kind of for a moment, like just open your heart. I know this is a lot of vision, but open the heart and catch the pulse of how your generosity is transforming lives on the other side of the globe.
I live in Kafue district, and every time I'm going for work, I pass through the Twatasha school, a school that has children with physical and learning disabilities. When there was a cholera outbreak in our district, I saw that this school was also affected. They couldn't have water. Their well had broken down. And that's how, as Living Water, we came in and rehabilitated their water point. Soon we discovered that God had bigger plans for the school. I went back and continued to teach them Bible stories even after the well was rehabilitated. The stories of Jesus remind them that they are loved by God. Like the story of the blind beggar who called upon Jesus and said, "Jesus, have mercy on me," and people tried to shut him down. The children were so excellent, and they said, "Look, people, sometimes they want to try to stop people that have got disabilities from coming to Jesus. They don't realize that they are also created in the very image of God." Despite all our differences, we are all God's children and we all deserve clean water. Even though the people in the community reject such precious children, we are called to meet their physical and spiritual needs, just like Jesus.
Twalita shatana, twalile kokutula menshi aya. Tule totela sana, pandu. Atwale chula chula upia kulumba lumba mishi. na mau ya mulungu wana tipunjita munga tinatanzamuka.
Our work here is not finished. Soon we hope to build tap stands around the school so that children with disabilities will be able to access them easily. You make all this possible. Because of you, students like Twiggy can pursue their education and they can continue to learn more about God's love for them. By giving to Living Water, you share safe water and the precious gospel of the Lord Jesus with children here in Zambia and around the world.
God for what he's doing all around the world. The Holy Spirit's on the move. I mean, that's an amazing story of transformation. Let me tell you, in 2024, we're going to come alongside the Datasha School to install tap stations, drill wells, share the word of God, and understand your contribution to the Christmas offering makes all this possible. So as you give now, between now and December 31st, understand something. Your generosity isn't just changing lives. It's literally saving lives. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, you know this by heart. If anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, there's the little ones again. Truly I tell you, that person will not lose their reward. There it is, Jesus saying again, the little ones. Translations, this will matter in 100 years. Your compassionate care for the poorest of the world's poor in Jesus' name, it has this eternal ROI, return on investment in the kingdom of God. Jesus is like, this is the only treasure you're going to take with you. You ain't taking that car. You're not taking your stocks. You're not taking anything except what's done for Christ. So it's not just clean water in 2024, guys. We are bringing the living water of Jesus Christ. Understand something. We are not just like humanitarians or do-gooders. Our global mission is holistic. Yes, we give clean water that saves the body, but we offer living water that saves the soul. Amen? We bring water in the word to each community and actually teach Bible stories, the good news about Jesus. So here's the new news, all right? In 2024, we're not just drilling down, we are building up. Everyone say building up. Building up. As God builds our church here in New Jersey, we are going to build 2 churches in Zambia for Christian congregations in need. We learned in Africa, you know, a lot of churches have a pastor. They may have hundreds of families and kids, but they don't have a building to worship in. So we were able to identify 2 Christian congregations in Zambia who need a home. And guys, we are going to build permanent churches for them through our Christmas offering. And let me tell you something. It's exciting, but it's also deeply humbling. When our church was in Zambia, 2 pastors got in their car and drove 17 hours to come say thank you to our team. 17 hours, catch this, to just say thank you. And one of them, Pastor Joseph, he asked if he could share his heart directly with you.
Well, my name is Chama Joseph. I'm the national overseer for Christian Mission Fellowship. I've been pastoring the church for the past 27 years. I'm overseeing the 150 churches in Zambia. The churches that I oversee, we only have about 24 permanent buildings, and the rest do not have a building of their own. So we have quite some enormous challenges in that some they usually meet outside the open sun, and some they meet under trees, and others they just meet in places where they can find shelter. When the church constructs the building, there are a lot of advantages and the benefits that the church gets. One of it is that a lot of people come and they're attracted to the church, and there is a lot of impact in the community, because people that have seen the structure, the building, a lot of them, they come to the church, they become part of the church, they join the church. So we really thank God, because this is what we are looking for, that the church will bring a greater impact in our communities. We are trusting God that they will be able to have a place that they can be able to worship freely and serve God with all their hearts. Thank you, Liquid Church. Thank you for what you have done. We really want to say, may the Lord continue to bless you. You have really helped us so much because your gift, your donation, your support will really go a long way in helping our people have a better church, a better place to worship, a better place to thank God and to just dedicate their lives to Him. We pray that God Himself will meet you at the point of your needs. May God bless you. Thank you very much.
Guys, it's Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope you take that into your heart. Pastor Joseph, your brother on the other side of the world, says thank you. Thank you. You are changing generations. You are changing the world. And I'm just so proud of you. Colleen and I always dreamed of being part of a church like this. We just can't believe it happened. And we just want to invite each of you to join us and be part of God's vision this Christmas. We are asking God to provide everybody really who calls Liquid Church home to step up and get involved. Give generously to our year-end Christmas offering this December. As you can see, we do have a big goal. We are trusting God to provide $650,000 by December 31st. And we want to just invite you to join us. December is a month where, as a church, we get to exercise our generosity and compassion muscles, just as one church family. And if you're new to church, it's just kind of an interesting dynamics. 20% of our giving comes in the last 4 weeks of the year. So I guess what I'm saying is, if God's blessed you this year and you've been holding on to it, well, now's the time to give it. Open your hands, okay? Colleen and I, we've already done that. We have committed our family to give above and beyond our regular tithe to the year-end Christmas offering. And we hope you'll just join us and give a special gift too. You know, I never tell people the amount. They always say, well, how much should I give? Listen, no. I'm never going to tell you the amount. I'm going to tell you to ask God. And if you're wondering how much to give, let me share a helpful verse. The Bible tells us, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion or pressure. Never pressure. For God loves a what? A cheerful giver. Can I get a cheer, church? Come on, give me a cheer. Woohoo! Yeah, man. Listen, understand something. There is no pressure. We just want you to be excited about God's vision. So here's what I want to ask you to do. I'm not going to ask you to give. I'm just simply, would you pray this week? Spend some time asking Jesus how He wants you to participate. God, how do you want me to give this Christmas? Take this brochure home. Talk about this with your family, okay? Parents, this is a very powerful tool. We would always sit down to teach our kids about Christmas. We're always like, because they always get focused on the toys, and now they're grown. But we would use this to teach them, hey, Christmas isn't just about getting stuff. It's about giving to those who really need it. You know, next weekend, guys, you know this. It's our Christmas outreach. We're going to have thousands of families in this church pack over 1 million meals for hungry kids who are food insecure all around the world. This Christmas offering is going to pay for all those million meals. So don't throw this away. I want you to put this on your nightstand where you can see it. You talk to God about it each night before bed and say, Lord, how can I get involved? How can I invest in your kingdom here in New Jersey and around the world? And I would just encourage you, do whatever Jesus says by December 31st. We really trust God and we trust you. You guys know you can give online at liquidchurch.com. You can do it through our mobile app. There's an envelope in your program. And our finance team, by the way, they asked me to gently remind you, all gifts given by December 31st are tax deductible in 2023. And it's really going to position us for impact in 2024. So just remember, guys, I guess the big idea is I'm saying, this will matter in 100 years. Jesus is calling us to invest in the next generation. What stirred your heart today? Go home and talk about it. Was the pre-K, is that exciting to you? Was it discipleship for our teens or young adults, marketplace mentoring? Maybe it's feeding the hungry. Maybe it's bringing clean water to the thirsty this Christmas. You are part of a church that's alive, that is literally on mission with Jesus to change the world. So thank you. At Thanksgiving, I gotta thank you. Thank you for your heart to give, your heart to serve, to love and lead so the world may know there is a Savior named Jesus Christ, amen, who loves them and He can save them for all eternity. All our campuses, can we just stand together for prayer? Can we all just stand up for a moment? I want to commit our Christmas offering to the glory of God and the good of the world. Just put your hands out. Father, thank you. Lord, we could never repay you. You just pour out blessing after blessing, and it flows through our hands to a hurting and hungry world. And Lord, I praise you for what you've done this year. Lord, we're in a harvest season. We are harvesting fruit we did not plant. We drink from wells we did not dig. And so, Lord, it's our joy to partner with the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for the hundreds getting baptized, for the thousand being served every Sunday. And Lord, I thank you for a generation yet unborn, Father God, who's going to know Jesus Christ because of the seeds we're planting this Christmas. And so, Father, I ask your blessing on this offering. Would you do above and beyond everything we ask or imagine so that only Jesus Christ gets the credit? Lord, do it for your glory and do it for the good of the world that you gave your life for. We commit this Christmas offering to you and everything we do through now and the end of the year and consecrate 2024 to you. In Jesus' name we pray together. Everyone said, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want to check out Liquid Church for a weekend service, small group, outreach, or clean water trip, you can find out more about us online at liquidchurch.com. And if you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead and subscribe or share it with your friends. Thanks again for listening.